This is WKSU News. I'm Mark Earhart. The Cleveland Browns are gearing up for the start of the preseason in 2 weeks, and our sports commentator Terry Pluto has gotten his first look at the team and newly minted head coach, Freddie Kitchens. So, Terry, the Cleveland Browns are in the midst of their real training camp, and this is kind of the first glimpse we're getting into Freddie Kitchens as a head coach, right?
Exactly. If you look at the career of Freddie Kitchens, he was a quarterback at Alabama. Then he was a small college coach, just a position coach, worked his way up to the NFL, where at times he was a running backs coach, other times he was a quarterback coach. He never was a coordinator, even, until 8 games left in last season when Hugh Jackson and Todd Haley were fired. So at this point a year ago, he was a nondescript running backs coach on the staff of Hugh Jackson. I would challenge anyone to say that I knew at that point that Freddie Kitchens would be a coach in the next 3 years anywhere, much less the coach of the Browns a year later.
Yeah, what a difference a year makes.
It is, and also just a lot of circumstances fell into place where general manager John Dorsey had had enough of Hugh Jackson and Todd Haley. You know, these are guys he inherited, and he got rid of them, and Freddie got promoted up almost because nobody else was around to become the offensive coordinator. He starts calling plays for Baker Mayfield. Mayfield starts playing well. They start winning some games. They need a head coach. Boom, Freddie's the guy.
So, Terry, at training camp, you've gotten a glimpse into Freddie Kitchens' coaching style. What have you seen that's been different?
He's a tougher coach than I thought. Stressing, as he said, we will not practice penalties. We will not be a stupid team. Now, every coach says that, but he has gone to war on those things by what he is practicing. You always say in practice, you get what you stress. Well, he's stressing that he wants to make sure the team is a smart team, not one that draws a lot of penalty flags.
So not practicing penalties, that means when there's a penalty that happens, like offsides, stops practice, makes him run, do push-ups?
Mm-hmm, exactly. Do push-ups or run. He's not trying to kill him. But it just, and also remember, the fans are watching many of these practices. So what you get there is that's the kind of not only peer pressure from your fellow teammates, but also from the fans. You don't want to look foolish and have to go run in front of, and there's like 3,000 fans out there every day now. But the question is, well, what kind of coach are you getting in Freddie Kitchens?
Yeah, he's never been a head coach at any level ever.
Kitchens has said this: we want to have the most physical football team in the NFL. Last year, there's all these stats. Browns were the worst tackling team in the NFL. They missed the most tackles by far of any other team. So how do you get better at tackling? You tackle. But what's the problem with that? People can get hurt. And now, granted, forever you're not supposed to tackle the quarterback, but you don't want running back Nick Chubb, who has a history of bad knees, has been very good now, somebody cutting his legs out from under him.
Sure.
You know, you don't want Odell Beckham, who's missed 16 of the last 32 games, that's, in other words, he's only played half of the games over the last 2 seasons, having something crazy happen to him. But yet you want to get better at tackling. So they're sort of in the middle on that. But it was funny, the other day I'm out at training camp and Greedy Williams, yes, Greedy is the first name, Williams, he's their top draft pick from the 2019, a rookie cornerback. He was covering Odell Beckham. He jumps off sides, and before anybody says anything, he just drops to the ground and did 15 push-ups. So I guess he figured he'd rather do the push-ups than run. But that was a thing where I think the players are getting the message, which is Kitchens says over and over again, we're not going to practice penalties. So that's been fun. The last coach I saw do that was Eric Mangini, and it's funny. A lot of the media didn't like Mangini, so they made fun of that.
Mm-hmm.
But the Browns under Mangini, the 2 years there, were among the top three in fewest penalties.
Sure.
There's a coaching thing that says you get what you stress.
Hey, thanks, Terry.
You're welcome.
That's WKSU sports commentator Terry Pluto, who joins us Wednesdays to talk sports in Northeast Ohio.